And that was Letting Up Despite Great Faults with their song Teenage Tide off of their EP Paper Crush. You can find them lettingup.com. Welcome to the playlist. We have a very, very busy playlist for you. Stopping on by later, we're going to be talking with PAT, and he's going to be someone I'm sure you're going to want to know. But first, we're going to hear Old Wives Tale with Josephine. You can find them listentotheold.com.
And I'm on the playlist about to talk to Turtle. But first, please check out my very, very first single called Dream off my new album, The New Direction.
Different directions, one mind, yet sometimes it's sublime. Come find your nirvana, let go with the daily drama. Embrace the eternal taste of creating your truest dreams. Put away the pain and suffering we face as human beings. If anyone is listening, still wishing to this vision, when my intuition kicks in, tells me to just quit tripping. Then I feel calm and still chilled, then open my third eye. Dreaming's got me scheming, and I'm smoking this herb. Why? Questions and confessions got me stressing and depression. My profession is perfected when accepted through reflection. Just so you know it's clear, we're here and coming for change. I know nothing's the same. Dream just to run from the pain. Dream, I dream this little dream, 'cause it's more than manipulation kept me jaded, getting faded. Although I've elevated, there were times I truly hated. Truth into the music, so I take it this far. Because whatever breaks you down can also make you a star. All my problems and stress suddenly dissolve in my chest. Endo smoking like my Zocchin, open, hoping for devotion. Emotion is existence, persistence for your passion. But I couldn't laugh when I was caught in all your distraction. Finally feeling freedom now, the deepest sound I wanna find. So it's always on my mind, I think about you all the time. Only lonely nights and real love is what I seem to lack. Searching for the phoenix that can help me get my dreaming back.
Dream. It's more than I have seen, but I swear.
brand new time and energy. Hopefully I'll get to see the life that's truly meant to be. Clear I have been cloudy, oblivious to my surrounding. My dream is to be clean, the daily task is humble grounding. My heart is pounding, pouring down my eyes, I cry for purity. So worry we won't ever find a sense of true maturity. Help me to be healthy in this time of the end. I don't try to pretend real love, you'll find it within. So my next will be my best in this complex eternal quest. Nevertheless, I'm feeling blessed with each and every breath. In the end, my friend, I send to you the dream of my life. When you believe it, you will see that everything will be right tonight. Dream, I dream this little dream, 'cause it's more than
you are back on the playlist, and you just heard Dream by my guest, P.A.T. What's up? How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going really well, man. How are you, Turtle?
I'm doing good. Let me give you a real quick plug. You can find P.A.T. at youtube.com/PATOfficial or Pat Official, and also you can find him on Facebook, facebook.com/PatFreestyle. I was at a show. Some of my friends, they do a podcast, and they invited me over because they're like, hey, we need you to come because we got this guy that we really want you to meet, and where they record is kind of really far. So for me to go out is like kind of a big deal. Not a big deal in the sense of like, oh my God, Turtle is here, but the big deal of like, okay, I'm going to jump in a car and I'm going to like drive like an hour or whatever. But, you know, but it was a good thing that happened, because I got to meet you and I actually got to see you play, and it was a far different environment from, what your sound is like, because you're just more there, doing things, instrument wise.
Yep. Exactly. They also have a great musician, a keyboard player named Kintron. So, they invited me to come in and just kind of jam with Ken on the keys and me on the guitar. So, yeah, it's typically not what I usually do, but, you know, good music is good music, and I love playing. So anytime I can play, I'll always come out.
You're kind of a whore like that, right? Now, well, like I said before, we met after the show, and then you slipped me your album, The New Direction, and that's a hard copy. And I listened to it. And here's the thing that I found surprising. It's 16 tracks, and the 16 tracks didn't feel like a hearty 16 tracks. It felt like a light 16 tracks, where it was like already on 12. I wasn't already like, man, is this thing over? It was just like, wow, I hope there's more music in it. When you were creating this album, was that what you had in mind? Why the 16 tracks? Because that goes kind of against a lot of what people believe.
Thank you for that. And I can tell you that that was a decision that I personally had to make and that a lot of people didn't want me to do that were around me. The album has an amazing story that I really look forward to getting out. It's just as an inspiring of a story as the actual material. It's been 2 years to make this album, and it started with 7 days of recording. So those whole 16 songs were tracked in 7 days of recording time, and it was just a very special time. I figured if you're going to get your music out the first time, let's really get it out there and get as much material I could to people. There's such an oversaturation with the market. Everybody's downloading things for free. So I felt like, you know, if we can give them something that's really worth $9 or $10, why not give them that, you know? So that's why I put so many songs on there.
Has music just always been kind of a lifetime passion?
Yeah, it definitely has. I always remember the first couple experiences when I was very young, like 7, 8 years old, watching PBS and seeing Stevie Ray Vaughan play on Austin City Limits. And I remember being like a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid, literally like running around the living room, freaking out, like, what is that sound? where is that sound coming from? It's amazing. And then I discovered that was a wah-wah pedal that he was playing. And it just, I don't know, it just spoke to me. Like, and so I just started chasing that sound when I was like 8. I started playing the guitar when I was 9. And I just never looked back.
Your guitar is like a woman, you know, and I know a lot of guitarists use that analogy. You know, the way you're playing it, it just makes everybody move, you know, with your grooves and your beats. And your music is very centered around you and around your guitar.
I always had a very passionate relationship with my guitar. I'm an only child, so I had a lot of time on my hands to just be alone with the guitar. And we stick together.
My guest is PAT. You can find him at youtube.com/PatOfficial. And we're going to have more with him. But up next, we are going to play just a little bit more. By the way, thank you for letting us play some cuts off of your album, The New Direction. And we are going to now hear It's the PAT. All that coming up next right here on The Playlist.
And thank you for listening to PAT on The Playlist with Turtle. And don't forget to check me out at youtube.com/PatOfficial. That's PAT official, like a referee with a whistle. Yeah, yeah.
PAT, my homie Rigo. There's a party tonight, it's going down all night long. Yeah. You gotta roll out right now.
Let's go. I'm ready to go.
Taking your time just to look super sweet, feel complete. I'm amazed by your shine. Although I'm blazing the dimes and instead of chasing the dimes. The way you look now when we talk just might be changing my mind. Feeling blessed and real fresh when I walk through the party. I grab my cup, then hit the blunt and started rocking the party. Then I got pulled into the corner for a shot of Bacardi. Started sipping and I didn't even stop, so I'm hardly breathing. Tonight I might go off with the deep end. When we freak, I'll be the reason that you needed to sleep in. Because
I can go all night, I could go all night if you like, if you like it. I can go all night, I could go all night if you like, if you like it. I can go all night, I could go all night if you like, if you like it. I can go all night.
One pulse to come, glad that I came out like sunshine breaking through on a rain cloud. Take a shot for all the ones that just stay down. Girl, you look good, take a swing on my playground. Hey now, yeah, hit the merry-go, fresh to death like I got dressed at a burial.
All night.
Put this milk in your cereal. I guess that's the way that I say that I'm feeling you. And I could go all night with it. Quick, let's dip, cause I'm drunk and I'm fighting it.
I can go all night, I could go all night if you like, if you like it. I can go all night, I could go all night if you like, if you like it. I can go all night, I could go all night.
Dancing to the beat, Pat said, let's blow. He just ran to get a sweet. Started lighting up a blunt, then he handed it to me. How we do it on the nightly in Seattle where we be.
Her representative is the city of sound. Pretty that's profound us. Party passion, let me ask if you're down. I know my love can make you high, so I don't pass it around. That's but I'd like to light this match with you and smash on the town. All night.
You are back on the playlist, and earlier you just plugged your YouTube, youtube.com/patofficial, and there when I went on, I saw you do an amazing cover of What You Won't Do for Love.
Yes, I love that song. Yeah.
Then I see you sample it, and I'm like, what is this white boy doing sampling?
Well, a lot of people, some people would know, Tupac actually did a cover of that. I'm a huge, huge, huge Tupac fan, which actually, if I could just have a little moment, today is the 15th anniversary of his passing, so, you know, rest in peace, Tupac. He actually did a cover of Bobby Caldwell's Do for Love. That's where I heard it. I heard that version first, and then it influenced me to cover it. And a funny story is I actually spent my 21st birthday being serenaded by Bobby Caldwell in person in Seattle at Jazz Alley. So I was 21 birthday doing for love with Bobby Caldwell. And
real quick, I don't know if you heard this story or not, and I got to tell you. You know how you was a part of like another group called like the Outlaws or whatever?
Right, yeah, of course.
They came out and finally confirmed that they smoked Tupac's ashes with some weed and stuff like that. Did you hear that?
I heard a little something about that, actually. Yeah, exactly.
And what did you think? Because, you know, I was talking with some people, and they were like, man, those guys did it all wrong. They should have got the ashes and planted them with you know, some, you know, with a plant or whatever, you know what I mean, for the minerals, and that way, you know. And I was like, yeah, that's right, you know, because, I mean, if you smoke ashes, I think that's just bad for your lungs, right?
Yeah, it could be a little harmful, but, you know, they're probably just trying to do right by their fallen brother. So yeah, they're probably just trying to follow his orders, which I knew he had put that in a song or something. So, but I totally feel you, man. If my ashes, I would probably say, yo, you should probably grow a plant and then wait for a couple months. And then
yeah, exactly. I'll be sure if I ever go to like your memorial or whatever, and someone does that, I'm like, wait, hold on, don't do that.
Wait, no, here, take this first, yeah, and then wait. Exactly, you got it.
now, real quick, if you can just tell me about how you envision sound.
It's an amazing thing. I always, music and melody and is the first thing that I notice. I'm always a melodic person. Before rhythm, if anything has just the melodies are what captures me. A perfect example would be Nirvana and Kurt Cobain. You know, not the most technical music, but definitely the best melodies, you know, that we've been blessed with in a long time. So as far as sound goes, I feel like it's just a tremendous energy and a gift that is just infinite. You know, anybody can, it's like a fingerprint that's so unique to each individual.
And you are quite the unique individual. I'm very curious about your live performances and how you make them your own.
Based off my experiences, in high school I was in a band, and I went through kind of the band drama and all this stuff. And, I really learned to be self-sufficient. So in my live shows, what I like to do is I use a loop pedal, and I loop everything live. I don't have any pre-recorded material. I don't have any beats that a DJ has or anything. I do sound-on-sound recording in real time at every live performance. So, for example, I will set a rhythm guitar, and then I will drop a bass line over the top of that and play the bass via a guitar pedal. And then I will do other sounds like echoes, emulating a violin or different synthesizer sounds, and just put it all together through the loop pedal, and then rap and sing and do all my songs through that. So it's kind of a unique delivery as far as the live content goes. And I haven't seen too many other people do that, so
cool.
I'm kind of excited to get that out.
Yeah, and most importantly, if you go out and you see PAT Live, you can pick up... Now, are you selling hard copies of The New Direction?
Yes, I will be having hard copies of the CD on me now, finally.
Fantastic. It's a fantastic CD. Go out, go support PAT, buy this album. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you, Turtle, for having me, and I just really appreciate all the love and all the positive feedback.
Yeah, no worries. And we're going to have all the links on this show to your YouTube, youtube.com/PatOfficial, and to your Facebook, facebook.com/PatFreestyle. And lastly, before we leave, don't forget to log on to entertheshell.com, and there you can listen to a ton of podcasts that we do, as well as read our blogs from Matt, Morgan, and Andy. And if you want to be featured on the playlist, go ahead, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. We are going to leave you now with, I think this is one of my, not official of favorite PAT, but this is kind of my favorite. It's between this one and Home that I really like.
Right.
But I had to go with Let It Go. I had to.
Nice. So. Nice. That's honestly my favorite one, too. And if I could just interject a quick story about this song, Let It Go. Basically, last summer, I was blessed to do a teen camp with all these teens from all across the country, and they're for spiritual centers. These amazing kids are so in tune with their spirit. I had this song. I performed this song, Let It Go, for them, and this is the first time it's ever happened. By the end of the song, the first time they ever heard the song, every, like, 600 of these kids were singing the words, let it go, let it go, let it go, like, word for word. It was a beautiful moment. So this song, Let It Go, is definitely a shout-out to all the kids and all the teachers, because I know that's what it's all about. So, yeah, let it go.
All right. Well, let's hope everybody's singing it after the end of this one. That's going to wrap it up for the playlist. We are out of here. Later.
Every single day I hope feel like the greatest was in him. A sacred precision to elevate you straight to the vision. Save your religion, awaken to the great intuition. The matrix within that takes us to the gates of your zen. Like my soul is just as empty as a paper is thin. One with nature again, aura of divine. Such a precious glow absorbed into my mind. It's time I'm truly letting go.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Stay so positive that you know.